I really hope you don't need today's episode, but I know many of us have a common struggle. If you don't need this episode, you probably have a friend that does. We all know that homeschooling is hard, but homeschooling with depression? Is it even possible when you're barely able to function? Welcome to the Rest in the Homeschool Trench podcast, a place for homeschool mamas seeking to cultivate victorious rest in the midst of daily homeschool battles. I'm your host, Amy Smith, and I want to offer hope that in Jesus, we can experience victorious rest. I'll say it again. I really do hope you don't need this episode, but chances are many of you do. If you don't need it, I'm pretty sure you have a friend who does. So please share this episode with anyone you know who might be struggling to continue homeschooling while struggling through depression. Honestly, I didn't really want to write this episode. I don't want to be recording it right now, and I don't really want to be publishing and sharing it in the future. But I know it's needed. There are many homeschool moms trying desperately to keep on homeschooling even when they feel like they're drowning on the inside. I've been there several different seasons through my homeschooling journey of the past 15 years. It's a very lonely place to be. If you find yourself in this place of homeschooling with depression, I want you to know you're not alone. You're not the only one who's gone through this struggle. And yes, it is incredibly difficult, but you can do it, and you are going to make it through this season. I want you to keep that word in mind, season. This is a season. You haven't always been here, and you won't always stay here. But there have been several seasons in my own homeschool journey where I have been desperately searching online for help. I'm not really sure what I was looking for. I just knew that I was drowning on the inside. I was in this place of isolation. Nobody understood what I was really going through. And I was desperately looking for anything that could help me get out of this place of depression, anything that could help me continue homeschooling, even while struggling with such deep emotions. I found some tips along the way, but in general, they left me very unsatisfied, feeling very empty. Actually, that word empty is the perfect word to describe how it feels to be in this place of depression. See, depression isn't just a feeling of sadness, but it's this feeling of nothing. In the times that I've been in that place, I didn't want to do anything. I didn't want to go anywhere. I didn't want to feel anything. I didn't want to talk, but I also didn't want to be ignored, didn't want to be with people, but I didn't want to be alone. I felt like I had nothing to give because there was nothing inside of me. I was just empty. Except inside my own head. My head was not empty at all. It was very, very full. It was full of negative thoughts, of anger, of self-condemnation, of isolation. And my own head was full of many lies about myself. It was full of lies that I was never going to be able to get out of this place. So this is what I want to focus on today in this episode is that emptiness, except for in our own heads. I want us to focus on getting out of our heads, but I also want to be able to give some practical ideas of a very simple but very practical step you can take to continue homeschooling even while you're in this hard season. Now, I do want to start off by saying there are many practical steps you can take that are very important. If you haven't talked to anybody yet about what you're struggling with, please do so. Please tell your husband or a friend. Please talk to your doctor. Consider talking to a Christian counselor. Don't forget the basics. Drink plenty of water. Get good nutrition. Get sleep as much as you're able to. Go outside and just enjoy being out in nature. It's even fine to consider medication. I've had several seasons that was the very thing that I needed. And I've pursued all of these different options in different seasons. I've talked with my doctor, I've been to counseling, I've been on medication. And in different seasons, there are different steps that we each need to take. But regardless of what those practical steps are we need to take, we also need to focus on some of these common thoughts that we struggle with and get out of our own heads. But most importantly, I want you to remember this verse out of Psalm chapter 42. It's verse 11. It says, "Why are you in despair, O my soul? Why have you become so disturbed within me? Hope in God, for I will praise him again." If you hear nothing else out of this episode, I want you to hold on to this verse. Maybe look it up, write it on a card, memorize it, meditate on this, pray on it again and again as long as you're struggling. There's this question that we ask ourselves, why are you in despair? And then the reminder that we're going to have to stubbornly tell ourselves again and again, keep your hope in God. You will praise him again. You are going to come out of the season, and you will remember at some point it was just a season. This is not where you're going to stay forever. But don't believe me. Believe God's word. The psalmist tells us here that you will praise God again, so you can confidently hope in him. But in order to help us remember to place our hope in God, there's some reminders that we need to consider to get out of our own heads, out of that place where we're trapped and isolated. First, it's important to give yourself space to feel and space to heal. It's okay to experience the emotions. In fact, you need to experience the emotions so that you can walk through this season and come out on the other side. You need some time and you need some space to feel what you're feeling. Look at the Psalms. How many times does the psalmist express these deep feelings? Many of them are deep feelings of despair, of sadness, of this emptiness that we feel as homeschool moms. Two things that I would suggest here are, one, allow yourself some extra margin. It's okay to step out of some of the activities for a season. Take some of the things out of your calendar. It's okay if your kids aren't going to all of the activities that you usually do. Remember, this is just a season, and you'll be able to get back into the activities at some point in the future. But give yourself a little bit of extra open space so that you're able to walk through this season. But also, spend some of this open time journaling. Write down the things that you're thinking. It's important to get those thoughts out of your head. Yeah, I've often wondered what people would think if they start reading my journal sometime in the future. They might think that I was always in this place of despair, because it's during those seasons that I'm journaling the most, because I think it's most important at those times to get those thoughts out of our heads. But it's also important to allow yourself to break out of the trap of isolation. You know, being in a place of depression is a very lonely place to be. But this place of isolation is exactly where Satan wants you to be. He does not want you to succeed as a homeschooling mom. He does not want you teaching your children about the joy that can come from the Holy Spirit. He wants you in this place of isolation so that you will be ineffective in the calling that God has given you. So it is so important that you break out of this trap. Tell somebody what you're struggling with. Even if you're not sure if it's really depression or not, if you're just in a dark place, tell somebody. Tell your husband. Tell a family member. Find a friend, a mentor, somebody. Let somebody know what you're struggling with. Also, continue going to church. I know for me, in seasons of depression, church is often the last place I want to be, but it's the place I most need to be. So keep on going, even when it's hard. If you're in a co-op or some sort of homeschool community group, stay in it. Keep going. It's important for us to have extra margin in our lives and take out some of the activities, but it's crucial that we stay connected with people. So wherever it is that you are experiencing community, keep going, even if you feel lonely and even if it feels incredibly hard. Another thing to remember to get out of our heads is to trust that less school is okay. I'm sure you're not getting everything done right now that you wanted to be accomplishing in your school year, but it really is okay. Think through the short list of what you really want to accomplish in your school days. Keep it very short so you can actually accomplish it. You're not going to be able to do everything, and that is fine. I mean, realistically, even when we're feeling great, we're probably not going to accomplish everything that we planned for our school year. But when you're feeling these emotions of darkness, you need to do something. Make a very short list. What is most important in your homeschool, and do something with your children each day. Something small, but important. While you're thinking about what that short list of your school activities are going to be, I'd encourage you to focus on simple relationship building moments. Don't try to get through everything in the plan. You're just going to end up creating conflict between yourself and your children. But focus on the small moments, the simple activities of homeschool life that are going to help build your relationship with your kids. Read a book together. If you're in a place that reading the book is too difficult, and there are seasons that it is, turn on an audiobook and just sit with your kids and listen to the book together. Let them color something or build a Lego activity while you're listening, but listen together. Watch a movie together. Watch an educational show, something where your kids will be learning, but you can be just simply spending time with each other. Some other simple relationship building moments could be going to the park and let your kids play, going outside and just taking a short walk in the neighborhood. Just do something simple to build relationship and be with your children. But keep it simple so that it doesn't feel too overwhelming and you'll actually be able to do it. One final thought that I want to share that's important for us as we try to get out of our own heads, that place of fullness when we're feeling empty everywhere else. And this last idea is very hard, but I want to challenge you to do hard things even when you feel like you can't. It's hard, but it really will help you. And it's to choose to be aware and thankful. Choose to be aware of the good things going on around you. Choose to be aware that God's word is still true. Choose to be aware that God is still working in your family. He's still working in your heart, even if you don't feel it right now. Choose to be aware that He is going to bring you out of this season. And be thankful. This is a great time to start a gratitude journal. And over the years, I've learned that this is the first thing I need to start doing when I feel that tug on the inside of my heart and my mind, that I start to feel that tug toward depression. I need to get back into my gratitude journal and remind myself of all the good things that God is doing. They might be very small things, so you're going to have to look for it. You might even be able to find in the bad things that at the root of it, there's actually something good in there that you can be thankful for. So if you don't have a gratitude journal, this is a great time to start one. If you've had one in the past, it's a great time to revive that habit and start every day. Just write down one thing that you're thankful for. Try to build to adding two things a day, maybe three things a day. It's all about choosing to have an awareness that there are plenty of good things in your life, even when the negative things are taking center stage in your mind. So again, I hope you didn't need this episode. If you didn't need it, I encourage you to share it with a friend who does. I do want to leave you with one step today, and that's to choose something that you need to do. One small action step. If you're not sure what to do, I'd encourage you either to talk to a friend or write down three things that you are thankful for today. I hope you'll join me next time as I continue in episodes that I hope you don't need to listen to. In the next episode, I'll be talking about homeschooling with chronic illness. That's actually part of the reason that I personally have struggled with homeschooling with depression. Chronic illness and depression go hand in hand. So I hope you don't need it. But if you do, I hope you'll join me for that episode. Until then, I pray that your confidence will grow, that you will yet again praise God, and you can hope in Him to bring you through this season of homeschooling with depression.